The Big Two announce more airliner orders at Léberger. LightSquared says it has a solution to GPS interference. And Mark Kelly announces his retirement from NASA. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, June 23rd, 2011. From the Paris Air Show, Boeing is announcing order book activity, but no Dreamliner orders so far. GE Capital Aviation Services has agreed to buy two 747-8 freighters and eight 777-300ERs. Aeroflot Russian Airlines is ordering eight 777-300ERs as part of a network expansion strategy planned to allow it to take advantage of the SkyTeam Alliance to serve the Sochi 2014 Olympic Games and the 2018 Football World Cup. And Malaysia Airlines has exercised an option to purchase 10 additional next-gen 737-800s. The order is valued at more than $800 million at current list prices. The airline still has purchase rights for an additional 10 of the planes remaining from its initial 2008 contract. On the Airbus side, Pratt & Whitney predicted A320neos would be flying off the shelves at the Paris Air Show, and that's been an accurate prediction. Airbus officials released news of orders for 146 of the planes in the event's first 2 days. CIT Group signed a memo of understanding with Airbus for 50 A320neos. That brings the total number of aircraft in the Airbus order book for CIT to 241. Air Lease Corporation signed an MOU for 50 more A320neos, including 14 options. ALC also announced orders for the acquisition of 11 A330s and one A321. JetBlue has signed an MOU for 40 of the planes, but has not yet announced its engine selection. JetBlue will also convert 30 of its current orders for A320s to the larger 321. And TransAsia Airways of Taiwan has placed a firm order with Airbus for six A321neos, in part to meet expected growth on direct routes between Taiwan and mainland China. TransAsia says it will announce an engine selection shortly. MOUs are great because they create two opportunities for the investor relations folks to release positive news for every plane ordered. We'll hear about 140 of these unit sales again when they're converted to firm orders. NASA astronaut and U.S. Navy Captain Mark Kelly has announced his plan to retire from the agency on October 1st. He was the commander for the final mission of the Shuttle Endeavour and is a veteran of four shuttle missions. Administrator Charles Bolden praised his work and his decision to focus on his family. Quote, "We continue to send our thoughts and prayers to Mark and his wife, Representative Gabrielle Giffords, as she makes a remarkable recovery. We know that Mark will continue to do great things for his country no matter what he chooses to do next. He has helped us build a space program poised to take advantage of the many opportunities in our bright future." Unquote. Kelly wrote on Facebook, quote, "This was not an easy decision. Public service has been more than a job for me and my family. I know that as our space program evolves, there are those who will question NASA's future. I am not among them. There isn't a group more dedicated to its mission or more capable than the outstanding men and women of NASA." Unquote. USA Today reports that Kelly and Giffords are working on an as-yet-untitled joint memoir. A Russair Tu-134 airliner reportedly went down an approach to Petrozavodsk Airport in northwest Russia about midnight local time Monday, fatally injuring 44 people on board. 8 people are said to have survived, but with serious injuries. The New York Daily News reports the aging airliner hit the ground short of the runway after clipping some trees while attempting to land in heavy fog. The Russian Federal Transportation Agency says there was no indication of any problems with the aircraft prior to the accident. Russair said the plane was in good working order. The air traffic controller responsible for the plane told a Russian news website that visibility was just above minimums. A pilot performing at an air show in Poland last weekend has died of injuries suffered when he hit the water during his routine. Video of the accident from Polish television shows a Kristen Eagle II biplane entering a near vertical dive at the end of a maneuver and failing to recover before it hits the Vistula River. The Associated Press reports local media identified the pilot as Marek Zufa, an airline pilot and experienced aerobatic performer. Rescue workers rushed by boat to the site of the impact and extracted Zufa from the airplane, but he was later pronounced dead at a hospital. The show had been organized by the Air Club of Mazovia in central Poland. Still ahead, families of Air France survivors will have to sue in French courts. Boeing publicly ponders increased production in South Carolina. And Embry-Riddle adapts to an unmanned future. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back with the second half of your Aero Briefing for Thursday, June 23rd. I'm Paul Plack. LightSquared, which has come under fire from GPS users, including the aviation community, for its plan to establish a wireless broadband data network on frequencies that interfere with GPS reception, says it has come up with a comprehensive solution. The company says it will move its initial deployment from the 10 MHz block of frequencies adjacent to GPS spectrum to a portion 10 MHz further away and reduce transmitter power by 3 dB, which should mitigate the issues. LightSquared CEO Sanjiv Ahuja commented, quote, "This plan offers a clear path for LightSquared to move forward with the launch of a nationwide wireless network that will introduce world-class broadband service to rural and underserved areas which still find themselves on the wrong side of the digital divide," unquote. A limited number of high-precision GPS receivers may still be at risk of interference. LightSquared says it has also entered negotiations with Inmarsat, the satellite company that controls the alternative block of spectrum in the L-band, to accelerate the schedule for LightSquared to begin using the frequencies. LightSquared says it will work closely with the FCC and the NTIA, as well as the relevant U.S. government agencies and commercial GPS users, to explore mitigation possibilities and operational alternatives that will allow LightSquared to continue to expand its business. A judge in Northern California has ruled that claims brought by the families of those lost on Air France 447 in 2009 cannot be filed in U.S. courts, and reportedly places stringent limits on the damages they may expect to recover. Attorneys for some of the plaintiffs in a suit which targets U.S. companies that manufactured parts on the Airbus A330, which went down in thunderstorms over the Atlantic Ocean, said they should be able to seek damages in U.S. courts. But the Wall Street Journal reports that Judge Charles Breyer upheld his previous decision that the law required the case to be heard in France. Breyer also said it was a better venue because French authorities are conducting a detailed investigation into the accident. U.S. companies such as Honeywell and GE have also said the case has strong connections with France. The plaintiffs say they will decide next week whether to appeal Breyer's decision to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. The owners of the National Test Pilot School and Flight Research, both based at Mojave Airport in California, have pleaded guilty to income tax fraud in U.S. District Court in Fresno, California. Sean and Nadia Roberts have operated what they say is the only civilian test pilot school in the world. They pleaded guilty to filing false income tax returns and defrauding the government of over $700,000 in taxes. Both now face up to 3 years in prison and fines totaling $2 million. The National Test Pilot School is a nonprofit school that trains test pilots. Most of the aircraft used by the school are owned by Flight Research. The Associated Press reports the pair was discovered by a government investigation of USB Bank in Switzerland. USB admitted to helping some taxpayers in the U.S. hide accounts, and as part of its agreement, turned over the names of some of the customers to the government. The Roberts were among the first 260 names handed over. Later, other USB Bank clients were covered under a deferred settlement agreement, and those customers avoided criminal prosecution. The Roberts pleaded guilty to a single count of filing a false tax return. They were accused of transferring money to a number of offshore accounts, then deducting those transfers on corporate and individual returns. Sentencing is set for September 6th. The senior Boeing executive in charge of the plane maker's supply chain says the company's new assembly facility in Charleston, South Carolina, could someday operate on a par with the company's Seattle operation. Ray Conner said in a briefing at the Paris Air Show that he foresees a day when both the 787-8 and 787-9 are assembled in Charleston. The Seattle Times reports that Conner said the South Carolina facility offers greater flexibility in production due to the absence of a union. The paper also quotes commercial airplane CEO Jim Albaugh as saying that there would be plenty of work for both the East and West Coast operations, and that workers in Puget Sound should not feel threatened by the South Carolina facility. Connor told reporters that with just a little bit of work, the Charleston assembly plant could produce as many as 7 planes per month. The answer was in response to a question about a natural disaster such as an earthquake hitting the Pacific Northwest area. Many, though, saw that as a somewhat thinly veiled reference to a labor strike. And finally today, if you've wondered what will happen to those who educate pilots when the world goes to unmanned aircraft, we have a first clue. Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University's Daytona Beach campus will launch a BS in Unmanned Aircraft Systems science degree program in time for this fall's semester. The program is open to U.S. citizens who have a basic background in math and physics and is designed to help meet the growing demand for skilled UAS pilots and operators. Ted Benet, professor of aeronautical science and program coordinator of the new program, commented, quote, "Embry-Riddle stands ready to provide educated, well-qualified personnel to this new and important field that promises to revolutionize aviation," unquote. The degree will prepare students for roles as pilot, observer, sensor operator, or operations administrator. The program offers two tracks. The pilot track is for students who are interested in flight operations from the pilot's perspective, while the non-pilot track is for students seeking careers as sensor operators or in support positions. Both tracks will cover basic engineering topics, hazardous and long-duration operations, international airspace, and regulatory restrictions in the U.S. And that's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.